So, revealing the concept of rooms in OnlyOffice Doc Space, and it's going to be presented by Alex.
Hello, hello everyone. My name is Alex. I'm with OnlyOffice, so this is my second time here at FOSDEM in Brussels. Thank you a lot, guys. So the same questions. That's everything is brilliant. And today I'm going to take you through the challenges of OnlyOffice and of document collaboration, and how OnlyOffice can help you to overcome all these challenges. So I will also be introducing you to some existing features in OnlyOffice and some updates. So let's get started. In our today's world, it's very important to work online. And if teams have a lot of documents, so the things can get messy very fast. So for us developers, it is important to create and for users to pick a good solution for organizing online document collaboration. We at OnlyOffice have more than 200 unique connections, unique integrations, and we have a long, long list of requirements from the people who are trying to integrate our solutions into their services. And that's why we are absolutely sure that we know almost everything about the integration. So, wondering what is the most interesting cases, here are our points. So, first, we want to make to make sure so that we save your time and effort by automating the everyday routine. Having a lot of features is very important, and it should be easy to add new features if needed. The next thing to consider is support for all popular file formats. If a software is built on the up-to-date technologies, it will most likely be reliable, suit user needs, and even have some killer features, so like we do. And of course, security will always remain one of the most important questions for everyone who works on their documents online. Cross-platform apps give us ability to work on any document in any browser, so from any device. And remote workers need to be able to work together. And all these challenges can be difficult to overcome without using right tools, but OnlyOffice can ensure your effective teamwork. Talking about usability, we want to provide brilliant user experience. If a software is easy to use, it boosts your productivity. And accessibility, how it is easy for people of all abilities to use your product. If software have lots of bug fixes and updates, it indicates that it is well maintained. And here, big thank you to our community, which plays significant role sending us information about bugs, troubles, and of course, feedback. So, and last but definitely not least is availability. We are constantly increasing the number of distribution forums or builds of our products. Considering all these factors, we at OnlyOffice decided to create a new product, OnlyOffice Doc Space, a product for organizing secure online document collaboration. Actually, today is the first time when we're talking about that product. I was talking about that at FOS Asia in 2023, but there was only a better version available. And now we have already a ready-to-go product that can be integrated and is already integrated into many well-known services. So before we dive into each factor, I would like to share the history behind that idea. So the journey started in 2021 when we decided to rewrite, to completely rewrite our productivity platform. Talking about that platform, I mean the package with CRM, project management, mail client, and many, many other features. So the main idea was to implement infinite scalability. And in that same year, we released free for personal use app server that made it faster, more stable, and more functional. And the idea shifted slightly. So we decided not only to rewrite the architecture, but also to change the mechanisms of working with documents. And in 2023, we released OnlyOffice DocSpace. The main point for everyone who tries to integrate our solutions into their services is that they can benefit from our extended experience in the integration. So many office solutions and productivity platforms, when working with the files, create a mess of unstructured files, folders, subfolders. But with OnlyOffice DocSpace, you are able to create rooms, DocSpace rooms, which allow you to clearly structure your files depending on your requirements, on the project goals. And when you have a long to-do list every day, so it is smart not to waste much time on everyday's routine like creating, sharing, or anything with the files. In OnlyOffice, there is no need to work with each file individually. You can create a room, and all files within that room will be available according to the access level of the room. So there are a few types of the rooms at the moment. Let's start with a collaboration room. These rooms are perfect for those who are trying to work on the documents together, to co-edit their documents. So here in these rooms, you can make use of all beautiful co-editing features of OnlyOffice software, like using commenting, mentioning track changes, using revision controls, and many, many other features. So we do have built-in chat and Telegram plugins right within the editors to communicate. And we also allow to make audio and video calls using plugins for Zoom, Jitsi, and Rainbow. So when inviting a user into your room, you are able to set the access level. It may be administrator with full rights, power user with extended rights, or editor or viewer. So the next type is public rooms. You can invite anyone using public links. And what's very important, there is no need to register somewhere. And you can generate multiple links with different access rights. But you also are able to apply password for all files in the room. Or, for example, restricting the copy of the content of the file is available here, or just the downloading and printing can be disabled. Yeah, and there are also custom rooms that allow you to apply your own settings for any custom purpose you have in your mind. And again, here everything depends on your use case. You can create a room for requesting form filling, for requesting commenting, or document reviewing. Everything depends on your use case. So OnlyOffice DocSpace includes different viewers and editors for all file types. Let's start with digital forms. Here you are able to work with your forms, with your form templates in DocXF or PDF format. So these PDF forms can be filled in, can be shared with anyone for filling, or you can create or work with the files created by alternative applications, of course. So you can easily view, create, or edit text documents. I hope you are aware that OnlyOffice works with almost all text file types. Office Open XML files are supported, but if you'd like, you're welcome to work with Open Document format or RTF, TXT, HTML, or anything else. The same for spreadsheets, where you can work with your sheets, so, and use more than 400 of different formulas and functions. You are also able to create slides using a variety of different animations, transitions, and different objects. And now to PDF again. So PDF is widely used in the document workflows, from meeting brochures to contracts for signing. And now you have PDF editor. You are able to annotate your PDF files using OnlyOffice editors. You are able to work with your PDF. You can convert your Office Open XML to PDF, and vice versa. You can convert PDF files to Office Open XML to edit them. Additionally, you are able to work with your electronic books that can be converted. Next feature is integrated media players for working with images or video and audio files. So the functionality of the described solution can be extended by using plugins and AI integration in the form of ChatGPT plugins. So you can work with your text, you can make simple requests, generate keywords or images. Everything depends on your license with ChatGPT. So if you do have ChatGPT license, you are able to work in the editors with your paid functions. If not, just work with a free version. So OnlyOffice DocSpace is created using up-to-date technologies. We do use .NET Core and .NET Server to ensure a reliable backend, and for frontend we do use React to make sure that everything is mobile friendly. OnlyOffice DocSpace is a safe way to handle your documents. So we follow all GDPR and HIPAA rules, treating your personal information very carefully. With flexible permissions and JWT, you're able to have complete control over your files, but you are also able to add password protection or watermark everything you have in your room. For data in transit, we do use HTTPS, of course, and for data at rest, we do use industry-leading AES 256. And moreover, the administrators can allow some additional settings like trusted mail demand configuration or session lifetime configuration, or for example, use two-factor authentication or single sign-on to have control over the login procedure. And of course, backups and recovery are also here. So I'm glad to inform you that in the middle of 2023, we have included OnlyOffice DocSpace into our main HackerOne program. We received few reports, and all these reports have been fixed in a timely manner. So thanks to ethical hackers who works with us in the HackerOne. Yeah. OnlyOffice DocSpace is primarily designed for web-based operations, and we understand the importance of using it on mobile devices. OnlyOffice DocSpace offers a user-friendly interface with intuitive navigation between rooms and settings, for example. And we conducted several usability tests with more than 200 people from different countries and different industries. So, and according to their feedback, OnlyOffice has overall usability score 4.1, and the main advantages were simplicity, clarity, and modern interface. Of course, you can customize your product. You can change the space name and URL of the portal, DocSpace portal. You can change a color scheme. And to support your corporate style, you're able to use your own logo or to change the welcome page. As for accessibility, OnlyOffice DocSpace and OnlyOffice editors are designed to accommodate users with spatial needs. So there are few options like screen readers, hotkeys, but we do also support different plugins like voice to text, text to voice, or translation, for example. There are lots of different plugins. For developers and integrators, OnlyOffice provides the ability to extend the functionality. And here you can find the information about our plugin SDK. So you are welcome to create your own plugins. And we do have few plugin samples on our GitHub page. For example, PDF Converter allows you to convert your PDF files to Office Open XML and vice versa, as I said already. And the next one is Draw.io plugin for working with your professional looking diagrams. There is a plugin available that converts your audio and video files to text, and of course, you store it into your rooms. Open API documentation allows you to see how to integrate OnlyOffice DocSpace rooms into your product. And to give your visitors of your website ability to view and interact with documents right on your web page. DocSpace rooms can be integrated into your service as an iframe. So the same we already have with OnlyOffice Docs, just iframe. And of course, data display settings can be configured. And now to the main point. So there are a lot of services without document management functionality, without document editing functionality, or without any cloud storage functionality. And OnlyOffice DocSpace allows you to add everything you want here. All these features are available, and anything can be used here. I mean, it can be integrated into CRM, into CMS, into any messenger. And the next example is one of the most popular collaboration solutions on the today's market. Just an example. So I'm glad to say that we have OnlyOffice DocSpace for Zoom integration. So just go to Zoom Marketplace and look for OnlyOffice DocSpace. You will be able to install DocSpace for working on your documents right within the Zoom meeting. No additional actions like registration are required here. I think that everyone can remember him sharing a document and saying, okay, let's write it down together. So, I mean, in the Zoom session, but with OnlyOffice, there is no need to share your document with anyone or to give someone access to your screen to work on the documents together. So just use OnlyOffice DocSpace application. The same for WordPress. OnlyOffice DocSpace can be integrated into your WordPress pages. These are just two examples that show that our product can be integrated into any service. In 2023, we released OnlyOffice DocSpace 1 and OnlyOffice DocSpace 2 with more than 50 new features. For example, public rooms are available now, right-to-left interface in beta, and system plugins are supported. And for online editors, as the part of DocSpace platform, we delivered three major updates with more than 200 bug fixes and about 200 new features. And the last version of OnlyOffice Docs is available now, so released just a few days ago. So in the latest release, OnlyOffice DocSpace 8, we have fewer important features. Again, fillable PDF forms. We have PDF editors right now. User interface for plugins has been updated, and we do have long-awaited right-to-left interface. That's very important, and we understand that we have a long, long way to go with that functionality, I mean right-to-left. This is why we are looking forward for your feedback about that functionality, right-to-left, I mean. And we really need feedback from our clients and integrators. The next point is our performance optimization. So here you can see some numbers. We have moved some portions of the service to the client side. So, and I think this definitely will add some more points to OnlyOffice editors. And thanks to our partners from OwnCloud, we have now the load testing results for 100,000 of simultaneous connections. Saying 100,000 of simultaneous connections, I mean that all these connections are active, sending some information from your client to the server. You can see the details of the infrastructure. Everything is in Kubernetes, so 12 big machines for document server and two big machines for K6 just to generate that huge traffic. Yeah. OnlyOffice DocSpace will soon include private rooms. We are also going to implement electronic signatures, and there are more features that we plan to add. It can be used, OnlyOffice DocSpace can be used as a cloud solution. Just look for OnlyOffice DocSpace, and if you'd like, you are welcome to install it as an on-premise, so in Kubernetes or any type of deployment. to try in the cloud, to try downloading server version. So, and thanks a lot for your attention. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to assist. We are here, two guys in this OnlyOffice t-shirts. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes.
Just a question about interfacing type of document, worksheets. Yes, and so also because the documents in database formats and writers and so on, I have problems to with Google from Google Docs to Google Sheets, it doesn't work. So, and so you have this kind of functionality, and also it was very interesting for me to gain a lot of text, a lot of time, with converting speech to document.
So there's a first question about whether there's an integration between Sheets and documents, and the second one about converting speech to document.
So the first question, yes, we do have. Sure. Yeah, we do have plugins to add that functionality right within the editors. You can work with that, but you need to install an extra plugin for working with that. So, and what about the integration between two
Sheets
types? Yeah, two types of the editors. Yeah, I see. But as far as I understand, you are working with XWiki right now, Yeah.
It's a free question.
Yeah. And I mean the product. So maybe you just have one of the previous versions of OnlyOffice, for example, and there was your question about interface. Yeah, there was your question about interface. And yeah. And I think that that your question before you asked before, so you will be able to find a solution in one of the next version of the OnlyOffice. And what about the integration between these two types of editors? Yes, we do have that again in the latest versions of the OnlyOffice. For example, let's try work with OnlyOffice Docs 8.
Okay. Great. Any other question? There was somebody there, I think. No, yes, no. Okay, thank you very much. And